good.
What about somebody who just never gets sick? You seen the guy perfect. He just go all his life. He just never gets sick. You say, well, he's mighty good. He's
mighty healthy.
What about a person that's very easy to get along with and always got a smile on his face and good words? You say, he's mighty
pleasant. Yeah.
You know, sometimes when boys are, you know, in their teen years, they grow too fast and they get to be, you know, all arms and legs.
Yeah, gawky.
Yeah, kind of gawky. What about a person who just keeps doing things that don't make any sense? What would you call him? He'd say, well, he's just a fucking
maniac.
Now, do you ever hear people call somebody like that a fool or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Is that considered usually a bad thing to call somebody?
Well, I don't think it means anything good, but
What about somebody who'll just never spend a cent? What do they even call him?
Oh, him stingy.
What if he'll, you know, pay you good money if you work for him, but he's real close with his money? You got a different thing?
Yeah, he's kind of tight, man.
Say when they call somebody common, you know, you're talking about. Is that a good thing to you or a bad thing to you to call a person?
Well, I think I'd be fair. Okay.
Neither real good nor
good.
Say when a person you know always, say maybe he's your age, up to his late 80s, and still gets around like you do real good, able to get out and walk around and do work around a little bit, and you say, well, he's still mighty well, mighty well.
I say, Nimble.
I guess by 87 you're getting around still pretty good, aren't you? No trouble at all. You're able to walk around
and
go almost anywhere you want to, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good, I guess. When you see people 20 years younger, you can't get a doctor.
Well, in the back part of the house, I have a ladder down the ground floor. Three steps on the floor. Well, there's a handrail and a step. When I come out of my bedroom first in the morning, when I come to the handrail, I just hit the top rail and swing out onto the floor. My children get after me about doing that. Sometimes I'm going to fall and get a bad injury from falling. But I get a worse injury by not doing that. Coming down, poking off the step. Then I turn right around and come back. Do that about that.
My granddaddy gets out here to work all day in his garden. Just, you know, I guess he's about 83 or 4 or something like that. Get out and work all day in his garden. He'll come in and just bring him wet. Then bust down and say, it's gonna hurt you if you don't quit that. He said, no, it's going to hurt me if I do quit. The only thing that's bothering him is to stop. We talk about, you know,
I have a heart condition. I quit. I didn't do anything very long until I swing out there. I walk down, take my time. I don't do much out here. I used to do a lot of yard, but I don't do anything.
All kind of loose, running around.
I have a pretty bad spot here.